From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The last rebel holdout in Syria's eastern Ghouta region appears ready to leave under an agreement ending 6 weeks of Russian-backed government bombardment of the area. President Trump last week indicated the U.S. would be out of Syria very soon now that the Islamic State is defeated. But U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham disagrees.
If we withdrew our troops anytime soon, ISIS would come back. The war between Turkey and the Kurds would get out of hand, and you'd be giving Damascus to the Iranians without an American presence, and Russia and Iran would dominate Syria. It'd be the single worst decision the president could make. We got ISIL on the ropes. You don't let them off the ropes, remove American soldiers.
Now, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on the other hand, would disagree with Senator Graham. He says, we're especially concerned about the fact that despite multiple statements saying that the only goal the U.S. is pursuing in Syria is to fight against terrorism, over the last month we've been watching how the U.S. has gained a serious foothold on the east bank of the Euphrates River, on a significant part of the Syrian territory up to the border with Iraq. In the meantime, buildings in ruins and streets covered with debris and rubble in Syria's Raqqa city still serve as reminders of the fierce battle that took place to recapture the former Islamic State stronghold. Syria County Director for the United Nations World Food Program, Jacob Kern, visited the city yesterday and said it is almost completely destroyed.
We estimate two-thirds is destroyed. This is the first time a United Nations assessment team has come here. We had a big team and we talked to the local city council, to the services, to see what support we can start here in Raqqa City.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump called for tougher immigration laws yesterday, vowing that there would be no deal for DACA recipients. In a following tweet, Mr. Trump blamed Mexico for doing very little, if not nothing, to stop the flow of migrants into the U.S. As he entered a church near his Florida estate hours later for Easter services, President Trump doubled down on his previous Twitter statements.
A lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA. And we're going to have to really see. They had a great chance. The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance. But we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border. They flow right through Mexico. They send them into the United States. Can't happen that way anymore.
Now, the president's comment regarding immigrants coming into the U.S. to take advantage of DACA is interesting, as DACA does not affect those immigrants who might have newly arrived in the U.S., only those who have been here already and have been here for a number of years. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was enacted under the Obama administration and had allowed children brought illegally to the U.S. years ago to remain here and legally study and to work. Protests erupted across several cities in India on Monday against a ruling on low-caste communities by the country's Supreme Court. Several organizations made up of so-called untouchables and others called for a nationwide shutdown against an amendment ordered by the Supreme Court on the Prevention of Atrocities Act last month. Now, the Supreme Court ruled that a government official cannot be prosecuted on a mere allegation of committing an offense under the act without the sanction of the appointing authority. Ethiopia's parliament has confirmed Abiy Ahmed as the country's new prime minister. The ruling coalition voted him as chairman last week, a move that set the stage for Ahmed to become the country's third prime minister in 23 years. Ahmed replaces Haile Mariam Desalegn, who stepped down in February amid ongoing civil and political unrest across the country. The Palestinian Health Ministry reported Monday the death of a Gaza man who was shot by Israeli forces during a protest last week. The death brings the total number of those killed to at least 17, according to Palestinian health officials. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon.
All of this is taking place on the Gaza side of the border. So it's a bit hard to understand exactly how Palestinians are expected to express their grievances toward Israel.
This is Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.